Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's a real pleasure to have you here. We welcome you, and it's always a wonderful time when you're with us because we all learn from our amazing guests we celebrate here, like Annie Macias Murphy. This is part two of our continued series with Annie, live and direct from Florida. And if you didn't hear the first episode, I encourage you to go back in the archives and listen to the first episode, and that'll take you through sort of the trail and the thread that we have going here. As we know, a tremendous investment in infrastructure is expected over the next 10 years, as we've talked about, but the workforce necessary to complete these projects doesn't necessarily currently exist. And for the construction of tomorrow, taking us into the next century, workforce development is essential. And this is where Annie and her team come in. Co-owner and president of JA&M Developing, LLC, the family-owned business contracting firm for residential and commercial projects, JA&M's niche is really the main structure of a building. That's what JA&M really does. Annie is dedicated to exposing the next generation, generally underprivileged students, to those opportunities that can be found in construction, which includes everything from carpentry and concrete and stucco to masonry and steel. Really extraordinary, the work that they're doing. This is a family business with a renowned legacy, and we talked about that last week as well. If you didn't get a chance to hear about that, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. Annie and her siblings launched JA&M Developing in 2005, built on the foundation of their parents' values. And we talked a lot about that as well. We're going to really expand. Today we're going to touch upon the perspective that Annie has on how climate change and extreme weather will affect construction in Florida, and much, much more. It's going to be a fascinating conversation as we continue learning more about the extraordinary work of JA&M Developing, and right here exclusively on Close Up Radio. Annie, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you back with us here on Close Up Radio as we continue our series together.
Well, Jim, thanks for having me again. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed our conversation. Hope the listeners have as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's been very rewarding and profound in many ways, and very inspiring, too, because of the whole family connection and the values that were set forth and your mom and dad's philosophy to do things with excellence. And I think that's a beautiful thing. You know, there's always this talk and debate, of course, about the climate change and everything, but it's obvious. The writing is on the wall that, you know, there are some changes that are in front of us. We can see storms are wilder and they're bigger and they're more often, and just a lot of things going on at once. And, you know, as a construction company, developing company, you have to sort of deal with that and plan for that and pivot when those things happen. What's your perspective, Annie, on how climate change and extreme weather affects Florida and will continue to affect construction in Florida, if at all?
Sure. So I'd like to speak probably specifically to sea level rise as one aspect, and one thing that definitely affects the state of Florida, and that this year the state legislature has placed into law with dealing with sea level rise. As you know, more than 1,300 of our coastline is really the lifeblood as it relates to tourism, right, and in the industry. But it also does affect construction. So we had a law passed this year that's requiring the Department of Environmental Protection to identify and map out areas that are at risk regarding coastal flooding, rising seas, and also within it also establishing an additional research center, right, so we can get ahead of this as well. So it's basically just the start. There's various groups that are also working with this to try to come up with a systematic approach as far as being kind of like taking the lead, if you will, Florida taking the lead in this area since it affects us so much.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you've sort of mapped out in terms of this approach? I guess sometimes it's kind of hard to get ahead of it, but I'm sure you've mm-hmm. got a team that can really sort of deduce different ways to react. A lot of the, I know the building codes have been, strengthened. So like with home building, things of that nature, we have family that's in Florida as well, and they mentioned to us about how the homes now are much more efficiently constructed and residential, not just residential, but other facilities, buildings, commercial as well, to withstand some of the stronger storms that sort of come up the Atlantic or over from the Gulf. And that's been a positive, right? Some of the buildings.
Oh, absolutely. So we learned a lot, right, from Hurricane Andrew. When it hit South Florida, I don't know if your family was down here during that time, but that was very scary. That Category 5 was very intense, and it definitely claimed a lot of lives. And just being out there, it seemed like a bomb zone throughout. So there was definitely a shift as far as the codes after that. And it's really within – you saw as you had storms come probably in the last couple of years and how Florida was able to withstand. It definitely was able to withstand based on those new codes a lot different than when the storm Hurricane Andrew hit back then 20 years ago.
Yes, absolutely. And again, that's part of what is really exciting about the fact that there are all of these changes in the positive direction have happened within, the construction and the strength of the materials and just the designs as well. The other thing, that I really think is so cool about what you guys do, and I would love to touch upon it a little bit more, maybe expand on it, is the mentorship, the fact that you really are so big about not just, this is a for-profit company, yes, but the fact that you go beyond that, you go the extra mile in wanting to really mentor others, give them opportunities, give them hope and inspiration through, employment, through training, through opportunity. That's a beautiful thing that you guys do at JANM, and I think that's really amazing. Let's talk about that a little bit more and some of the, opportunities and mentorship that you guys really focus on.
So I'll just give an example. Probably, I won't use the person's name since I don't have permission or anything to do so. But we have a worker that currently is our safety coordinator for our projects. And he started with absolutely no experience in his early 20s. And that was the first thing he did. I mean, he didn't know about anything. He didn't know about construction. He started out as a laborer. And little by little, mentorship, teaching, not just in construction, just different aspects of life and work and that sort of thing. He's been with us for more than 10 years, and he went into the area of safety, and now he's our safety coordinator. So it's those kinds of stories, it's those kinds of It's that kind of thing that just really excites me. I love the construction. I love being able to see a building and passing by it, and the whole family were saying, "Man, look, we did that," and passed by this place and we did that. But it's not just the beauty of that building that you see, or that 40 story, or the impressiveness of that. That building has a story. It has a group of people, a teamwork story, a motivation behind it, of everybody working together towards a common goal, folks starting maybe from a labor position and then eventually growing. There's so much more behind that than just the concrete and steel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, it's a really beautiful thing that you guys do in the way that you do it. And again, that's been instilled in by, you know, the family. 45 years of combined experience in the construction industry. One of the wonderful things that I like about what you guys do, and you've worked on some, you know, large, middle, and major Pinnacle Plaza in Miami, Florida, Hollywood Circle in Hollywood, Florida. You've worked on some very incredible projects. And what I love about it is the variety of things that you do, from luxury residential to municipality work to value engineering. You're like a full service, one-stop situation, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how you want me to expound on that exactly. It doesn't all happen at the same time, right? So, we're very client driven and service oriented, right? So, we have repeat clients that come back, and yes, in one scenario, it might just be a building, and another, and they come back and, hey, can you value engineer this for us? You know, what if we move this? What does that look like? And we're willing to work together as a team, as an extension of their team.
Yeah, and that's key. And you're a subcontractor in the areas of concrete, masonry, structural steel, rough carpentry, and stucco. And you guys also handle general contracting work within the private and public sectors. And for people to get a grasp of what we're talking about, typically the shell portion of a construction project determines and actually governs the overall project schedule, right? Your clients.
It does. Yes. If your shell contractor is the one that drives the schedule completely, they're the one that pushes everything forward. So
yes.
If the shell portion is slow or delayed, then that almost doubles or triples the rest of the time on the schedule for everybody else.
And that's why you want to deal with a company like JA&M, so you don't get involved in a shell game.
that's good.
You like
good
that?
Right? Word there. Yes, I did.
Yeah, write that
good.
Down. You can use that on your battery.
I will. I think I'm going to use it.
The clients really can rest assured knowing that the company will complete the project on time, be at their disposal as needed, and in order to ensure the project is completed as efficiently and seamlessly as possible. You guys are there. You stand behind everything. And that's where the trust comes in, and that personal and direct contact that they can count on with JA&M. That's really important. And I know it's, you know, of great value to you that is maintained, right? The relationships, it's all about relationships.
Yes, exactly. It's really all about relationships. And however you push the whether it be pushing the schedule, doing value engineering, it really is about the relationships that are built with one's clients, with the owners. And the most successful projects are the ones that everybody is working together as a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's really all about. I mean, it's an opportunity to – I mean – The also the municipalities that you've worked with too. The city of Plantation, of Miami Beach, Miami-Dade County, Broward County Aviation Department, the town of Cutler Bay, city of Ventura, the Florida Division of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. The scope of your work is extraordinary.
Well, we have done a little bit of everything. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And so a lot. What would happen in 2008 during the downturn? So you said about us doing the that our niche is the shell portion, which is true. That's 90% of our work is as a subcontractor. And the main difference between the subcontractor and a general contractor is that the general contractor will coordinate all the trades together on a project and will work directly with the owner, where as a subcontractor, we will work directly with the GC. But then in the downturn, since we have our GC license, we went ahead and pursued government work and worked on some smaller and diverse types of projects. So we always try to keep things as diverse as possible. And we're able to adjust and be flexible depending on the times.
Exactly. I mean, some of those included even the Port of Miami Terminal D and the Fort Lauderdale Airport Terminal 4, which those are exciting, huh?
They were. In the Terminal D, especially at the Port of Miami, that one specifically as it related to schedule was a very, very tight schedule. And we were able to help and exceed the scheduled time for there and be able to get everybody in there on time.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's really...
Because that one we were coming, we had gone into that project with asked to come in specifically to help with the schedule in particular.
Mm.
So because of our reputation as being on schedule and exceeding the schedule. That's why that one stood out in particular, because they specifically called us for because of that.
Yes. I know you don't want to toot your own horn, but I'll do a little of it for you. Listed as one of the top 500 emerging businesses, you, the president, honored as one of the top 50 women-led business leaders in Florida, also named VIP Woman of the Year for your outstanding dedication to construction and the achievement of women as well, presenter, co-chair, and sponsor. Industry Day, Booker T. Washington High School, you've done that, sponsor of the Boys and Girls Club of Broward in Florida, many other recognitions throughout. It's spectacular, and I know you love it. ABC Excellence in Construction Awards, fantastic. and I know that's not why
but you know what, Jim?
But it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate that, but you know what, I know I keep saying team and all that, but it really goes back again, and I can't overemphasize just the impact that, you know, our family, that our parents had on us, and it's not something that one does alone. If you know, you're sharing, you know, some honors and things like that, but it really comes down to my parents, to my siblings, to the team, just overall in general, just one can't do life alone, right? And so that piece is such, it takes a village. And so I'm so honored to have so many folks in my life, including my husband, who's always supported me, and you have that when you have that, when you have love and you have support, I mean, the possibilities really are endless.
They really are. And that's the key. That's one of the things that, I think that was set early for you guys, that tone and that sensibility, which is so important. So again, it's really a full circle scenario for this company that continues to grow and continues to expand and is revered and has, you know, all this experience. You know, we were talking also a little bit, touched upon briefly the benefits of modular construction. For anybody listening that maybe not be too familiar with that, what that means, tell us about your definition of modular construction and the real benefits of it.
Sure. So there's different, people view it different ways. It has I would say different definitions, but the very easiest definition of modular is basically doing the as many parts of the building outside of the actual job site. So imagine doing the plumbing, the electrical, all those pieces, you know, the drywall components, the interior and all that off-site, and then bringing, let's say, I don't know, give me your address or where, whatever address, 323 Highway Lane, and that one is that one would be where these pieces would be delivered to, and it cuts the time as far as construction more than half because it's being done off-site and then it's being brought in. Now, most places that it is being done, a lot of places, let's say California, Texas, Colorado, I know Alabama seeing some of that, but definitely a lot out west is seeing that. It's definitely coming some in Florida. But again, we talked about the high velocity and the winds and the codes and what have you. So concrete definitely is here to stay, but modular construction is definitely a very innovative, time-saving component that does have a lot of qualities in the area of construction.
What would be some examples of modular? Like, I know probably a lot of people listening would think of a modular home, of course. Tell us about the uses of modular in our everyday world today.
So I'll show you the modular home piece, if you will. So that one's interesting, right? Because they folks have taken containers and taken them and totally changed the inside to where and then stacked them to almost have like a totally different feel and look, for that matter. So if you can imagine maybe several containers stacked in different components, but they will still have a look such as a regular house, just depending on the way that it's stacked, the way that it's placed. So it's very interesting and innovative what they've been doing with the containers as well as with the modular housing. Again, it has its advantages and disadvantages, right? Because it is limited to a certain size, because especially if you're bringing those over, it has to fit on as far as transport. It has to be able to fit on a truck, and you do have certain dimension restrictions and requirements for that. But still, the kind of things that are being done are pretty interesting. Pretty interesting what's being done in the modular construction industry. Again, I'm not
really
a professional
is.
In this area. My area is
in
concrete and steel, but it's definitely a very interesting and innovative feature.
Absolutely right. Yeah, it's extraordinary how it's growing too, and people are really, you know, learning about it more and more as it's talked about. It's why do you love doing this work? You're so passionate about it, and there's so many different aspects to it. No 2 days are the same for you, I know, and it's always a busy time. What is it about this work that brings you such immense blessing and joy, Annie?
You know what, I think it's just a mix of different things. I think it's exciting work. It's it's like what we said, you know, there's never a dull moment piece, but the fulfillment of teamwork, you really, construction is not something that you can do alone. It really requires a team to come together and work towards a common goal, and just to see how that plays out from start to finish, it's exciting. The work itself is exciting, right? But then you add the family feature and the mentorship part, and all those components together just take it to a different level, and that just excites me. It excites me that construction is a way that anyone can come and start with practically no experience, and with hard work, determination, and really putting all their effort in, can be really successful. And that's truly the American dream right there.
Yes. And that's a beautiful, beautiful way to express it, Annie, as well. Even, you know, the days get really busy sometimes and the days are long, but it's that passion that you have and that the team has to get the work done in a way that, you know, is pleasing to everybody, and it's really extraordinary. If folks want to learn more, the website, great way to go, and I'll spell it out, JAMcontractors.com. It's a fantastic website. I encourage you to peruse the website, learn more, JAMcontractors.com. Our very special guest, Annie Messias Murphy, the co-owner and president of JA&M Developing, which is a family-owned shell contracting firm for residential and commercial projects. And their niche, as we've talked about, is the main structure of a building. And Annie is also dedicated to exposing that next generation to these opportunities found in construction, which is another beautiful added component to the work they do at JA&M. Annie, thanks for joining us on this episode. And once again, a terrific episode. We really covered a lot of ground, continuing this thread of the series of episodes. And I look forward to you joining us on the next episode. That's going to be Tuesday, December 7th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. We look forward to that. Thanks for joining us on the show today. It was a pleasure, as always, Annie.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to chatting with you next week. And you be well and enjoy the rest of your day. Again, if you'd like to connect, JAMcontractors.com. That's the website, gang. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time till next time. Thanks for being with us. Annie will be back on Tuesday, December 7th with me at 4 p.m. Eastern, right here on Radio. For all of us, thanks for being with us. Stay tuned. Another episode coming up momentarily. For all of us, hope you have a great day. Happy holidays. And we'll chat again soon on Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.